Time for part two with Josh at Indian Country Sports and Lots, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. We're talking with Josh from Indian Country Sports and Lots. Okay, Josh, before we switch back over to Keweenaw Bay rivers, let me ask you this. Those Lake Michigan fish you were catching last week, what were you using for bait? Were you using a yarn egg? Or?
I was using a yarn egg. I tie them on the fly. I just tie a snell onto the hook to get a loop. You shove the yarn through the loop, then you cinch it down, push it up towards the eye of the hook, and then trim it with scissors to make it look like an egg. My best color was probably Niagara Gold. Ooh. With a little bit of tinsel in it.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so let's switch over to Lake Superior streams in your neck of the woods there, flowing into Keweenaw Bay, I'm assuming is what rivers you were fishing.
Yeah.
What were you using there catching those cohos?
Same exact thing as I was doing on Lake Michigan. Same tactic. The only difference was that chartreuse was better than any other color.
There you go, chartreuse. Now, did you use anything as far as a dot in there at all or anything to put
a
double?
Yeah, sometimes I'll take like a blood red or even a light pink and wrap, you know, take my outer shell, I call it, and I'll actually wrap that yarn. I'll split it in half to get a blood dot on each side of it.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so you're seeing cohos. Are you seeing anything else besides cohos in the rivers where you're at?
You know, I haven't. The pinks have been long gone. Haven't bumped into any of those. Haven't bumped into a brown in a couple weeks on this side of the P. Also haven't bumped into any steelhead yet. So it's been primarily just the coho. The run in the river hasn't been the best quite yet. I think here with the rain coming, I think it's going to really pick up. But out in the bigger water, it's been good.
All right. Well, what's going on in the bigger water then, quickly, if you could tell us?
So there's been some nice coho caught. Like I said, 13 in 2 days, and then a couple other people I've talked to, they've got a couple here and there. I didn't get information on where they were fishing, depth-wise and stuff, but it still seems for me that about 60 feet down, they haven't really come in real close to shore yet, but they're starting to stage up pretty heavily. So,
well, if you don't mind, let's finish up 30 seconds here. What about grouse numbers? You hear anything from grouse hunters?
Grouse hunters, I've heard some good things, not directly in town here along the lake, more towards county line, the, you know, Mishgami area, stuff like that.
Okay.
It's been a little bit slower this direction from my understanding of, you know, guys coming in buying their shells and stuff. They seem to be traveling a little bit further, but the numbers sound like they're going to be, you know, average for a decent year. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be too bad. It's going to be a pretty good year.
What about bear hunters? Anything from bear hunters?
Yeah, we've had quite a few guys come in with bears. One of our local guys who comes in for coffee, Bill, he had a nice bear pushing 280, cleaned. And we had another gentleman who's has a camp in the area, and he's been fighting off this bear trying to get him to come into his pile every night, and he says he sees him. And so I'm expecting to hear that he got his bear next time he comes in. Opening day, one of our customers got a 400-pounder, and he actually had his son shoot it. So
nice, nice.
Yeah. So it seems like it's a good year for bear. You know, guys that are running dogs are saying that they're, you know, there's a lot of smaller cubs and stuff, but there's a good number of bear.
Josh from Indian Country Sports and Lots, as always, great stuff right there, bud. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
We'll catch up with you again soon.
Alrighty, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.